Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That was a good team win. Really happy for the guys. They've worked awfully hard, and for them to be able to get a win after all that is good. And now the journey begins.
Coach, now turnovers, penalties, way you want to play.
It is. If you take care of the football and you possess the football, you have a chance to win games. And the guys did a good job of that today.
Coach, obviously last year the rush defense was struggling big time. But to give up just 10 yards today, how can you describe how you were able to quickly turn this defense around from the problems last year?
Well, I think the players, it's all about the players. Their commitment to doing what we asked them to do. Bill Sheridan and the defensive staff, I thought, did a tremendous job in their preparation. And all that is great. And then the key part is the players doing what we asked them to do.
Greg, obviously you coach hard. You're a demanding guy. When you're that way, do you need success quickly for this team to take off, to buy in even more?
Well, I hope not. But, I think we want to win. That's why we do all this. But I hope that they believe in what we're doing, because there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs, but you have to have core values, core beliefs. And I do think our guys, they're starting to understand what Bucks football is going to be and what we want our organization to represent.
What were you most happy about today?
Taking care of the football. Yeah, possessing it, making sure that we didn't give it away, right? And when you do that, you have a chance to win every game you play.
Could you talk about the importance of Doug Martin today? I think he had 24 carries, and your time of possession, you mentioned you're plus 13 or 14. How important was that in the game plan?
Well, it was very important. You hit on the head. I think it was like 37 or 38 minutes of time of possession. And that's critical when you keep number one off the field. The best way to defend them is not have to defend them. So, then when they got their chances, our guys, I thought, did well. He's a tough guy to defend. Same with Steve Smith. They sure made some plays out there. You think you have him trapped, and all of a sudden he's jetting the ball down the field. So definitely a really good opponent, and I thought our guys rised up when it was time.
Rondé's moving to
all the work that you guys have put in the offseason, and now that week one is here, the vindication that what you're doing is working in a positive direction.
Well, like I said, it's nice to win. You put so much effort into it. But I would hope that everything we do is not based on one outcome, one win, or, had we lost today. This is the National Football League, right? Every game comes down to, swing one way or the other. There's very few where it's just, you're comfortable in the fourth quarter and you're relaxing. So there's going to be tight games every week. I think that the things we believe in, though, and that we just keep getting better and better at each week, that's going to be the key. How much better can we be at the end of the year than we are now? That's going to be each week. But those beliefs, that's what we have to get better, and what we believe is important.
Rondé's playing his 16th season. He comes out with a sack and an interception on his day. Just talk about his performance.
I was really happy for him. Really, really happy. He got his start at corner, which was great. It's 200 in a row. And the way he played at safety, it's an important part. We've seen it in the preseason, but we needed to do it now when it counts. And I thought we had good safety play from he and Mark and from Ahmad Black, when he was in there in our sub packages. And those guys are critical, coming up with takeaways.
Coach, were you pleased the way your linebackers played today? They think all three of them led your team in tackles and seemed to be right where they're supposed to be most of the game.
It's hard for me to tell you. I'm sure by the rushing stats, I'm sure they did a good job, right? Because if they're not running the ball, then the linebackers are doing a good job. And it's a complex offense. There's a lot of adjustments. They're moving every play just about. And then you throw in the gun run element. So for the linebackers, our big thing, you had to have your eyes in the right place, see your keys, and then react. And I think they did a good job. When you watch the tape, I'm sure we'll see things that we're not sure on.
Greg, I know you'll talk about the players, but can you talk about your own day? What was your day like? What time did you get to the park? Just take me through your day if you could.
It was good. Yeah, it was a good day. Went over to the office early, did a couple things over at One Buck, then came back to the hotel and, just worked on some stuff. I guess my way of staying occupied is just kind of going over things, reviewing things one more time. So that's what we do. And that's kind of been the way we've done it. Just continue preparing through the game. And that's how we did it. We got over here to the stadium, and a couple coaches and I met on two-point stuff and time management stuff. Just I like just to keep going over it, kind of like studying for a test. And I want that to become our kind of the way our team does it every week. Just keep preparing because things are going to come up that you haven't prepared for. So if you can take care of the things you know they're going to do, then those new things are something that you just got to react to.
Coach, during the game, you're writing a lot of stuff down. What do you need to write down?
Well, I just like to keep track of the series, you know, as we go and make sure that there's things that need to get fixed that the coaches are going to fix it. I just click over and talk to them at the end of the series if I saw something. But I thought our staff did a good job. You know, we're going to get better as a staff as we work together more and more. But I thought there were some good adjustments there. You know, that third quarter, as things started, you know, football's a game of momentum shifts. And you could feel the momentum shifting there. And then, Bob Ligashevsky and the special teams group came up with a punt block that I think totally brought the momentum back on the Bucs side. And from there, we were able to fight it out and win the game. So that's football, though. That's the way a game goes.
Holding camp to just one touchdown, is that more than you anticipated?
I'm kind of like an optimist. I think we're gonna do that. So then when we don't, I'm disappointed. So 10 yards. I didn't know if that would be the case, but there's some things went our way. You know, you're never as good as you think on it. And then you look at the stats, it looks good. We'll get on the tape and say, "Ooh, we were lucky there." You know, he's a fine football player.
Sorry about that.
Okay, that's good. Thank you, guys.